You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI.
This is Dick Clark. I'm the CEO of Good Harbor Security Risk Management. I grew up at a time when John Kennedy was president, and his call to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, resonated a lot with me. And so I think from the very beginning, I wanted to serve in government, to serve in the federal government. I remember going to the White House as a kid, standing outside and saying to my father, I'm going to work there. Well, when I got out of school, the Vietnam War was still raging. It was the number one issue that had dominated my life as an undergraduate. And I made a counterintuitive response to that. I decided I wanted to go work in the Pentagon. My reason for thinking that way was if only people who wanted to have wars, if they were the people who populated the Pentagon, then we would always have more wars. But if we had people who believed in alternatives to war, it might make a difference 20 years later. And so I put my sights on the Pentagon, and I lucked out. I got a management trainee job, management internship job, in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. I got to the White House from the State Department. I'd been an assistant secretary. So I went to the White House at a fairly high level in the Bush administration. Almost from the beginning, I thought we were not paying enough attention to a new phenomenon that I smelt, I detected, and some other people did too. And that phenomenon turned out to have a name, and that name was Al-Qaeda. So I always kept Al-Qaeda under watch, beginning probably in 1992. In 1997, they added to my portfolio this new thing called cybersecurity. And when they insisted I take it on as an additional responsibility, I tried to learn about it, tried to get books on the subject. And there really were not any good books then that were an introduction to the topic. And so I used the fact that I was a special assistant to the president to call up Microsoft and Cisco and Symantec and the big names of the day, and say, I'm from the White House. I really need to understand your company and this issue. So I want to meet with Bill Gates. I want to meet with John Chambers. And that worked. Before 9/11, in the early months of the Bush administration, Bush 2, it was pretty clear to me that they were not going to pay enough attention to Al-Qaeda. And I really didn't want to be left holding the bag. And I also wanted there to be a full-time position worrying about cybersecurity. So I think in June, before the September attacks, I went to the National Security Advisor and said, I want to move from the terrorism portfolio, since you don't pay enough attention to it, and you're not doing what I recommend. I want to work full-time on cybersecurity, and I want to create a new position to do that. Eventually, it happened, and we did create the first cybersecurity policy position in the White House, and it was well-staffed. I had quite a good staff. And we wrote a national strategy for cybersecurity, which I read the other day, and, 20 years on, it's still pretty good. My job is one of being a consultant, but it's a consultant to a diverse group of things. I try to work for corporate boards and corporate leadership to explain the importance of cybersecurity to them. And I try to work with CISOs to be their advocate. And coach and validator. You know, when I started in cybersecurity looking for that book that would be the good introduction, it didn't exist. And when I started looking for university courses, they didn't exist. And so I wrote the book. And I got a lot of universities to start the courses. I got a lot of federal money to help universities start cyber programs. So a lot of what I wanted to learn then, one couldn't easily learn then, and can much more easily learn now.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the dark net, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.